With Cranston Mayor Alan Fung at the wheel, an excavator made quick work demolishing a two-story bungalow on Perkins Avenue in Cranston. It's one of six flood-prone homes that are being torn down. Watching from the sidelines was Brian DuPont, whose home next door is also coming down.
It's sad. These are people that were hard-working, middle-income people, paid their mortgage, and through no fault of their own, were put out of their homes and couldn't afford to pay for a hotel or pay for two means of occupancy, with one being vacant. So it's a tough situation.
For some, the help came too late. Margaret McKenna lost her home to foreclosure, waiting for the government to buy out her house after the great flood of 2010.
We spent $8,000 and we didn't even come back to the house. Just having it cleaned out and all the stuff taken out.
Once the houses are torn down, the property will resort to wetlands, never to be built upon again. Flo Jonick, Rhode Island Public Radio.